Well, Shimon, Shimon, Shin Mem, Steve Dalet. And we will be learning tonight, Yitz Hashem, many, many interesting halachas. Yesh Lizoya, one should be careful. Shalai Lichtoif Betzboi Bemashkin Al HaShulchan. You shouldn't dip his finger in some liquid. We'll see what kind of mashkin we're speaking about. This is a type of a juice, of a berry juice, or something else that leaves over some sort of a roishem, but it's not a ksav shel kayom. That means it won't last. So he's sticking his finger into this liquid. He writes on the table, so it's also midarabonon. Yesh lizoy shle listay betzboi b'mashkin ala shulchan. Oy be'efer, or he should not write in ashes. That means he has ashes, ground ashes, and he's going to write something in these ashes. Now, this is also not a ksav shel kayom, because the ashes will, like he's engraving in the ashes, and then the ashes will cave in, so it's vital not a ksav shel kayom. So, right, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Yesh li zoyel, that means reitza loymel, after chiyav chatos leka, even though there's no chiyav chatos, this is not a koisev deraisa. The beinon, because for a koisev deraisa, there are two conditions. Sheyichtoiv, he should write davke bidyoi, he should write with ink. I bishol dovo kiyoise baze, or something similar to ink. Sherishumai miskayim, that the impression that it will make will remain. That is a koisev deraisa. This maskin that we are speaking about is something which is, you can see it now, but it will not remain for too long. So this is afilohochi midarabonon osar abeinei miskayim, even though it's einei miskayim, but yesh lizoyel, well, they say tzorch lizoyel, it's also midarabonon. B'mashkin, what does this mean, b'mashkin? Reitze loimam, shetoval etzboi be'eze mashke, he dipped in his finger into some type of a liquid, because of boi ala shulchan, and he wrote with this on a table. Now let us just see for 1 minute the Shaar HaTzion, Sifkotn Chof Ches. So the Shaar HaTzion says, Rashi Pirish, Rashi says, Kigoin Meitusin. This is berry juice. Shemashchirin, but it has a sort of a darkish color. So this is Aktsav al Kaponim Yidarabonim. Mashme, but it would seem from this, the Bimaya Baalme, if a person would stick his finger in water and write on the table, write Oishis on the table, Leichoshiv Ktsav Klau Afilim Yidarabonim. Levad me make shomim sheyesh bem chiyim chatos loloshen echod shol Rashi. Now, there is a gemore, Rashi says, make shomim, there is a chiyim chatos, but the Meiri explains Rashi, make shomim means as follows. Make shomim means that it was raining on the roof, And the water went through the roof, and it got absorbed in the rafters, and it got a color from the wood of the rafters, and then it went out. So that water has a color. That water could be is a derisadik kaiser. But if Eretz Yisrael reishi shekosa, now he says, I saw in Eretz Yisrael the b'mayim nami osa. The Tveres Yisrael says what Rashi said the berry juice. So I thought Rashi meant something over there. The Tveres Yisrael says water is also below your dating minayloi. So the Mishnah Berurah says I don't know where he got it from. If Rashi says when the kol maske, Rashi gives a bushel of berry juice. So it seems because berry juice has some sort of a color. It's not niskayim. It won't remain too long. But water, he says, he holds, he doesn't know where he got it from. And Agavuche, Baruch Hashem, we have the Chidushei Haran on Masechta Shabbos. The Chidushei Haran on Masechta Shabbos of Kuvdalad Amid Beis says, from the Ra'oh, if a person will write with water, it's Muta Lechatchila. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah is Choylik on the Teferis Yisrael and Mishnah is. It's more than that. He only says, I don't know where he got it from, but in the Chidush Eran, it says that it is that is Mutal Chatzil, like the Mishnah Berurah Taka holds. So speaking about, he's writing with some sort of a liquid, which leaves over some sort of a roshem, it leaves an impression, but it won't remain that ekstav shel kayoma. Exactly how long it has to last is very unclear. The Mishnah he speaks about it. Maybe later we'll mention it, but you need something that will last a certain period of time in order to make an exam shel kayama, and this is not exam shel kayama. Yeah. You think it is shel kayama?
Maybe a few days,
but that's not in. Could be that's not enough. There are a few shittas, what called ksav shel kayomim. One shita he brings down that if it lasts the whole Shabbos, that's called a ksav shel kayomim. Okay, then could be you're right, but he brings a loshen arashbim. That the Rajba says something that one will write the Sefer has the chaynus. He wants to remember something. So that's a long period of time. So that the kindness you need it because it should last a long period of time. I'll call on him. Now. Shatavel is more based on Mashke because of my Allah Shulchan. Who are then? Only he wrote on paper, or cloth, parchment, he hates himself. The Kosmo Achoinim, Na'afilu im Kosav Behamashkin, which is a Kav Shaini Shalkayama, Al Domo Shaini Miskayim, that means he wrote it on something which will also shrivel up, which also won't last too long. So we have here, Tafil Tivuse. That means the Ksav is not Shel Kayome, and the thing that he wrote on will not last too long. Kugain Alala Yerokais, the leaves of Yerokais of Yetzimese. That's also Nichlal and Aksav Seinish al Kayama, which is also Midarabona. Oy be'efer, or he wrote in ashes. I mean, some of these are ground up ashes. I know. Shesolat Be'etzboi, he stuck in with his finger, he made Kimin Oisiyos Be'efel Nogu, dry ashes. What is the Chiddush of dry ashes? So the Chiddush of dry ashes is that it's going to crumble back. It's called Aksam She'inei Shel Kayomen. If the ashes are wettish, and the engraved in the ashes will last much longer. The Chiddush is that filo with dry ashes, and it won't last too long. That's still called Aksam She'inei Shel Kayomen, and that is awesome. The Chayin Buadin B'chayil, stand. If you engrave in sand, you make an impression in sand, this is also osa midarabonan. Even though you make an ois in sand and you have a sandbox and you write your name there in the sandbox and you think it's osa midarabonan. That's a ksav she'ine shel kayoma. That means Lamais, it will last a short period of time. How long it'll last, I don't know. It could be an hour, 2 hours, but it's gonna, or maybe 15 minutes. But that's a Ksav She'inei Shel Kayomen, which is also. Now, here in Dirshu, they bring down a shaila. What if a person is walking on soft earth and his shoes, on his soles, he has a name there. He has a name, whatever it is. And he's walking there, and you look back, and he left his impression there. Is this permissible in Shabbos? So God, the Eche Shabbos, brings down the two derabonans over here. Number one, it's a Ksav She'inei Shel Kayomen. Well, Venishri won't last too long. He didn't walk on cement. He walked on soft earth. So it won't last too long. Number two, it's Shaloi Kedere. It's a Ksav Shaloi Kedere. Number three, doesn't have Kavonet, so it's a Psychration Delay, Nicholai. So these three things, the Cheshabbos is Manda.
It's also backwards.
He writes that also backwards. It's backwards. The Rosh Hashanah is backwards. It's backwards. So it doesn't have a shame ois. That's also a shtickle chiddush, that a backward ois is not called an ois. That's why I didn't want to say it. We're just looking coolest to say it's mutter, so making two darabonas. Maybe it's another darabonam, but could be, it'll be a darabonam. With a mirror, okay, but still backwards. It could be in Sisha Shiloike Derech Sivim. Shiloike Derech Sivim, so that can make it all another Rabbanan also. Fine. Now we're going to say V'chein also Lirshaim, which is, and this could be very Shriach. Kemin oisiyes al chaloin zechuchis bimei hakir. You have a glass window and there is some vapor on the window and you go and write, Yankel was here. So this is also midarabonan. This is called aksav she'inei shel kayomen. I don't know how long the little, but when it is here, you can tell, you can read it, you can tell it. That means the Mishabu says this is worse than when you take water and write on a table. Water really is very difficult to see when you wrote. You look, it's wet, but the water, but if you write on the window, you can tell better. You can tell better, it's more nickel. So this is also midarabonam. Ve'im rosham kemin oisiyos bedvorim hakrushim. If you have objects which are hard, kigoin bedam, you have blood that hardened, and you engrave in the blood. Or the halev shenikras, you have fat that's congealed, that is hard, and you engrave in this fat. Masme b'teisefta dechayim. This is a davar shenishkayim. This will last. This will last. So memele. So this is an isur d'oraisa. Yeah, that is this. Now let us go further. Zakter amok avol muta lirshaim ba'avir kemin beisiyes. Now, but if I'm making in the air, I'm making beisiyes. That is permissible. Muta lirshaim ba'avir kemin beisiyes. Now let us see this. Today. I want to show him something. Yes, he asked me, did he agree? Didn't he agree? I want to show him if he agreed or disagreed. So that's mutter. That's no ksiva whatsoever. I mean, going like this. That's all. If it's a dry object, that's also good. We're going to have this. That's also good. That means there's no roishim. Now, the loy amrinam, the ma'ame yodov miksive al yedeze. That means, but by doing this, I can practice how to write. I want to be a safer, something like this, like an olive and a nose and a tie. I'll do this in Shabbos. No problem. V'loi amrin in the mame yodo v'ksiva yedeze. V'hu adin, now we're going to hear more of the kechidushim. So even though I'm learning something, that means if I go like this, I can learn something. This is permissible. V'hu adin the muta lirois umnis b'shabes. I'm going to watch him. That means like this. We'll see in a minute. Let's say I, by profession, am a mechanic, and I always have a problem how to take out this screw. And I'm going by, and I see someone from the street, and I look over, and I see how he takes out the screw. So I'm a melee, and I watch him. And I got educated by watching him. So, v'hu adin d'muta lirois umnis b'shabes af al gav shemelamdo. Even though by observing what this person is doing, I am learning how to do it, it's also muta. Now, v'nir, this is achoinim. V'nire da'ainu davke ma'akroi shenizdamen loy lirois. That means I'm walking in the street, there's a mechanic, there's a car that's stuck when I'm walking by, and the mechanic is putting in or taking out this screw, and I never can figure out how to do it, and I pass by, and I give a look, and I see what he does. That's my thing. And that's mutter. V'nire dahainu davke bakroi shenizdamen lirais. That means, so he says like this, this is mutter, we'll see why in a minute. If it happened bakroi, that means accidentally he passed by and he saw it, he's allowed to watch. V'gam Gamza Yeshli Zoyishli Yindabe Ozmo Ume Moivit Gilulim Beze, Uchdalel Besim in Shin Zayin Ayin Sho. In Shin Zayin it says, Vidabe Dovo Shleye di Bucho Shel Shabbos ki di Bucho Shel Chol. So that means one is not permitted to speak about Chol de Kinyonim. So he's passing by and he sees this mechanic that's doing this and mamish meirig. So he goes, he went there, what do you do? This is over here. No. You can watch, but don't talk to him. Shalei nimucha so shabbos ki nimucha so chel. Number one. And number two, avoleilech b'shabbos b'chivun lebeis ha'oivid gilulim b'shvil zeh, to go to the garage. I won't talk anything of Shabbos, but I'm going to go to the garage and watch this mechanic. He's mamish a genius. That's also also b'shvil zeh also. That's also al-tmimtsoi hefzecho. You should not do your chafetzim in Shabbos, even though I'm not doing a malacha, which means that I have a field, and I'm going to go and pass by my field and look, oh, this needs has to be watered than this. I'm not doing anything. I'm not talking. I'm not doing nothing. And so this is also, if it's nikkel that I'm doing this chavzacho on Shabbos, it's also, if I pass by and I see it, it's nishkepelach, but if to go there, mekabone is also. Now, in Leiv Amrom, he brings down a moirinike chiddush from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Leiv Amrom is Rav Rom Sefer, he himself is a doctor. So he wrote down for a person who's learning surgery to go into an operating room on Shabbos to observe how a surgeon is performing a surgery. So he said, this is mutter. Why is this mutter? So Shlomo Zalman said, because this is a mitzvah. To be merabre, a person is a mitzvah. I'm not studying how to put a screw into a nose. That's not a mitzvah. But this is a mitzvah. Rav Shlomo Zalman said that you're allowed to go and you're allowed to ask the doctor also. This is not, in Ladabel Domo, this is a Domo Shal mitzvah. Merdik is ach. So you're allowed to go, you're allowed to observe, and you're allowed to...
What is the surgeon talking when they're on the Shabbos? This is telling you what it's off. You act it. This didn't have to do it.
Well, yeah, what's that?
I don't know.
I don't know. We're just talking about Mayas, so maybe there's a Lifnei Iver, it's a little space on it. I don't know. Maybe he's going to do it side by side, and...
But if it's a coin, that's loyal.
That's his mutter. I mean, that's his chiddush. That's mutter. This is a mitzvah, and that's if my needle be a new issa, I don't know. Okay, now let's go further. Now, Ba'avir, let's go to the next Mishnah Berurah. Ba'avir, who adin imoylech etzboi al das nogu. That's what someone was asking. That means if he's going to go and yes or no, right, on the table. He doesn't use a liquid. Enough, no go, but try nothing. And he writes on it. Let's look up. Kain suras oisius gam kain shori. Even the ein rishum may nikra klal, because you don't see anything. Just like when he writes in the thing. Now, let me speak about Dirsha brings down a few interesting shailas, and the Shabbos brings down a few interesting shailas. And let's speak about these shailas. Let us see, is a person allowed to make a tzure of an ois, the etzbois atzmai, with his fingers? Someone asked me. Yeah. How much did he give you? So he shows him with his fingers. So that's mutter. That's nothing is in the sky. And that's, yeah, maybe it does. This will be as long as I hold it. I hold it. My but that's not called like Shabbos in the sky. No Shaila whatsoever. And Ilche Shabbos says, but this he says will be also very interesting. He says, what is if a person has in his hand two sticks and he wants to show something, he wants to make a T or an X. He goes one stick like this. So he wants to ask for this. Two sticks he wants to ask. This is already I'm making a T. I'm making a T from two sticks. So that's or an X from two sticks. That in Erev Shabbos he asks. Fine. Okay. Now let's go further. What is if I'm going to make a shadow on the wall? That is with his fingers. That means that I wanna go and then live. But here, if you have the sun shining, you have a light shining, and I put my fingers in front of the light, and then you see on the wall. So this is mutter. This is aksav she'ena miskayim. I mean, it's calls him and he holds his fingers like this, but that's called aksav she'ena miskayim. Even though now we hear him on the wall, everyone can see this. This aksav, that's aksav she'ena miskayim. Now, if I'm going to take something that has cut out oishias, so I'm going to put it in front of the sun. Let's say the sun shines into the window on Shabbos. And I have something, a piece of paper with a cut out ice over there. I'm going to just stick it in the window, not mahabat in the window. Now when the sun shines, you'll see on the wall this ice. This already... I'm not standing here. You're going to have, close when the sun is shining, you're going to have this ice or this tulip. So there is a machloikis in this. Kamnissen karelet ourselves. Because here, this can last. I mean, I can put like this. You've cut out an ice or a picture or something, and the sun is shining. You look on the wall and you see dust. This and Kerel is ourselves. Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Shmuel Bozner Amata. Fine. But let's go a little further. Whatever to have, I take a slide. I have a projector that was put on before Shabbos, that's for Shalom, and I take a slide and I slide it in, and now you look at the wall and you see a lot of the tzachin door. Is this a yuchayim of chesed? Talking about God, I'm making a tzura on the wall. Or I have, you can take a paper and put it in front of a projector of some sort. You can have a whole daf on the wall. And yeah, this was lit before Shabbos. What? You understand? Yeah. So the Shaila is, so here we have, here it's not so partial. This is a ksive sheina. This is a kaisiv. You just made on the wall. This is you made writing on the wall. That's exactly what you did. Good, you're taken away. But this is called a ksive sheina miskayenis. This is going to last. You put the slide, you put the thing, it's on the wall. Kozman, the projector is on there. So this is called a ksive sheina miskayenis. Very interesting. The sheina talevi says there's no Issa Kaysev, but it says Zilzul and Kovid Shabbos. One shouldn't do it. But he brings down Rav Shlomo Zalman was matter. So we have a three-way machlokes by a slide. So that means like this, don't call him a sheikh, it's not a problem, you're going to kill him. But I wouldn't advise one should do this. Now.
What if you have being scrapped? this false outlets.
Yeah, so that
one in prison.
Yeah, yeah. So this, they say, I think these are the make or buy scramble, because I'm not even making the money, just putting them together. I think they say this is much, but I have to look this up again. They speak about this 100%. Now, in Osre Shabbos, who speaks about a pretty interesting Shilam, a video camera, if a person goes into a room and there's a video camera in the room, and now he comes to the video camera is
a
studio camera, that's right, studio camera, and now there's a screen that you see the whole room, and I come in, now you see me also in the room. So there's a din of chayseif. Now you have, by entering the room, you have me in, on the camera. Is this, so there's a shiel of, Shaila, is this chayseif, yes or no? So now, Lamaise, others say that it's a ktav, that's also midarabona.
Or even if it's not recorded?
I don't know. I think they're talking it's not recorded. It's on the screen. It's not recorded.
So, what?
I don't know. I don't know exactly.
It's very similar to the motion detector.
But here you're making a light. Now, this is, now you're making a light. Here the shells have places. The light is worse. There will be a similarity soon. But here you're making a light. Here, what am I doing? You see me on the screen, so fine.
No, so the see on the screen has to project an image, which is using electricity.
Oh, okay. Oh, the electricity they speak about, that somehow, one second, there'll be a second maneuver about the electricity. But first they talk about kaysev. Is there a shayla of kaysev? That you see me on, by coming into the room, You can see Lamaila Mima, you can see yourself. That's from your entering the room. So it's like this. So this they bring down Rabbi Eliashiv, and this in Kerel, it's a Ktav de Rabbona. It's a Ktav, but it's a Ktav de Rabbona, but we're not finished yet. Now, why is it a Ktav de Rabbona? So Rabbi Eliashiv holds, because it's not a kosev kiruchei. You don't write like this. You don't write by coming into a room. That's not with derech
esiva. Who is the person who holds the camp?
No, the one who's entering the room.
The camp anywhere.
What? Now we're not talking about it. He knows about it. He knows about it. Yeah, you don't know about it. It's ignorance and bliss about it.
Oh, my mommy also wants to get cameras in the street.
In the street?
So people want to keep it. Well, that cameras all over.
Okay, fine. So we're talking about this. Okay.
It's the issue in your city.
What?
The issue in your city.
By the castle they have this. So yeah, and the whole city is full of cameras.
Yeah.
Full of cameras, that's right. Yeah. So now it's like this. So, but for first, let's talk about the Shaila of Kaisel. What? Yeah, 100%. So let's, there are three diyunim here. One diyun is Alf Kaisel. So Rabbi Eliashiv says it's a Kaisel de Rabbonon, because it's not Ke'ulche. A person doesn't write like, that's not the way you write. So, it's a de Rabbonon. We made it a de Rabbonon. Amnissan Kerelet says, it's a ksav she'ine miskayim. It doesn't, that's what, if it's recorded, I don't know. If it's recorded, it doesn't last.
It doesn't last.
So on the screen, it says it won't last. If it's recorded, I don't know what happens. Then it lasts in the summer. It's recorded.
Yes.
So you have it, this picture is the thing.
Well,
it's
on. That's
the cause of eating them, but. What's
that you can do with my own? But save, number, what's save? What is save? What do you have? You have the same picture left? So this is your line.
Holy.
What? But it's no more a picture. No, Matthias. After it's recorded.
It's not like taking a picture of the film.
The film that has the the shaila is, are you allowed to go in such a place? So Rabbi Eliashiv is makel l'tzorech, for a different reason, because he says, since I don't want, I'm not interested at all that my face should be recorded, so it's not called meleches machshemes. By shamsi meleches machshemes meshmit, an intent to do something. I'm a shoyika, but there's an intent to do. I have no intent whatsoever. This camera is for the Arabs and the Malay, but for me, I have no intent whatsoever that I should be. But I know it's going to happen. But since I have no desire in the rotzin that it should happen, so it's not called Meleches Machshemes. So therefore, Rabbi Eliashiv was matter to go into a hospital, and there's cameras there in the hospital, and then, and Rabbi Shmuel Bozner was also, I know they've been in bed. Now, but there's a third, but what if I do have an intent? Now, this is a third shaila. There's a shaila, let's say, that I want to enter a building, and the only way I can enter the building, because when I stand outside, there's a security camera inside, so he sees who's outside. So if he sees it's me, he'll open up the door. If he doesn't see that it's me, so then it would be also. Then, if I want it, there I want that it should be recorded. So then we have a ksiva, after we have a ksiva the rabbonon, where there's meleches machshemes. But he brings down this one makel, the chabetzelus hashorin, that was the Messina Rob's brother. He was makel, he held this whole, even about the electricity, which is another thing. He said that's a problem. If you learn the meleches machshemes, so there's no problem with electricity either. That means they have no intent, and that'll be a heter for your light also, for the light. But it brings down that the Chabetzelus HaShorin was makel, even if I want them to see me, and he compared a screen to a mirror. And just like I'm allowed to look into a mirror, I'm also making a form of reflection in the mirror. But so he held it's not kosher whatsoever. I'm going to get, so upon them, that's this shaila.
What if it was being used for security? If you live in a bad area, and and you see the picture.
Yeah.
That would be wrong.
No, the problem is on the banger, not on me. And now what I am inside the screen. No, the problem is the one who's being, he's showing himself, yeah. So this is for myself, I don't forget, that's the shaila. The bad neighbor that your son will only get into the house if you see it's your son. That is the shaila. That is more problematic. That means like this. They were makel yev in the Yerushalayim by the Kaisel. Then it fell to meleches machshevis. I have no interest that I should be recorded or videoed. So mamelas on that they are makel. But I say here, this is a very big problem. A bad neighbor in there. Yeah. This is, so now we have one matter. This is, he brings the Chabetzelus HaShorim. Toichi Shabbos, I don't have a Chabetzelus HaShorim, but he somehow is makel about the Kaisim de Kisach. About the electricity, I don't know. He doesn't, I don't even say for, and he doesn't bring down why he's made. Oh, fine. Al kaponim, this is on these halachas. So let's go a little further. V'agav levaya proy min ha-gemorah v'apreiskim ikshay dinei kreise v'moishik v'dobo sheyesh p'chiyim chattas v'dobo shepota v'osa. Now let's get down on Keshulchan Oruch Kitzer Bozev. Now, Aleph, ein ha-kreise v'chayiv ad sheyichtoy v'dobo horoshim. He writes with something that leaves over an impression. Va'omid, and it's talking about the rice of the kikosevs. It leaves over an impression. Va'omid is going to remain. Kigoyim, diyoy, ushchoyer, shchoyer is a pechom, a type of a coal. The sikrot, seva, odoyim, red ink. The kumis, schaf ilon, it's a type of a sap that comes out of a tree. Umei afatsim, bekan kamkoyim, uchliyei forest. Now he speaks about he speaks about a miraloch, about a pencil. He says a pencil is called Haktav Shel Kayomet, and it's also in Shabbos. Fine. Now, so that's one thing. V'chein ein echayiv at sheyichse v'odomo shemiskayim aksav olov. Gives the right on something, on a material that is going to remain. Kigoin al oil, you write on skin, or klaf, parchment in your paper, v'eitz v'yeitzabem. Avol akoysev. V'dovo she'ein rishumei oimid, it will not remain. K'goin b'mashkin, we had before, u'mei peiris, juice, that oishe kosov, v'dioi, ink, v'yetzabay alala yerokes, on leaves of vegetables, while called over she'ein oimid, poto, senya poto, because there, v'ein oichayim, the chiyim derais is, ad sheyichtoim, b'dobo ho'oimid, al dobo ho'oimid. You need two conditions, that you are writing on something that it will last, and you're writing with something that makes a roshim that will last. V'chein ha-moichik, that ha-moichik to erase, v'chein ein ha-moichik chayim at sheyimchik sav ha-oimed mal gabe dover ha-oimed. You have a ksav which normally would remain, and it was written on something that it would remain on it. V'chose le'inyen chiyev chatos. Legabe achiyev chatos, that is the halachi, you need these two conditions. Avol iser darabonon yesh, but there's an iser darabonon, afilu kosav bedovor she'ene yoimed, that means the thing he's writing with will not last too long. Al-dovor she'ein ayoymed, and he's writing on something, the material he's writing on also will not last too long. So you have two sibis, why it's ein ayoymed, that's also midarabonon. V'chein le'inyin mechike, now if you're going to erase this k'tav darabonon, so it's also awesome. Why? You need a case of Naslimchik.
Yeah.
I got a Meichik of Naslistai.
Don't make room for
no. Okay, but if these are Oishis, we mentioned yesterday there's a new Issa for there's a new Issa to be Meichik and Ois, even though you don't have an intent to write something in place. Except the Prima Godem, if there was a star, he would have $10,000 and I erase a few zeros. So the Mela, even though I have no intent to write there, But Mechikas Ha'is alone is...
Yeah, there's only someone who is on the window. Well, that's kind of quite nice.
Was also midarabona, the one of the race will be also midarabona. Yeah. He's in the right hand of the window. I was here. And then they go. Yeah, over nine Shabbos.
I'll meet you downstairs.
Okay, where should you? I should be downstairs here? Okay.
Of course.
Okay, fine. So I'll be after my own. I'll be downstairs. Oh, 1 second, take the...
That's all good.
Bye.